Now we'll speak about the 11th house, which people want, right? All the money, bank balance. But it's not just that. Let's see how it plays out in Bhavad Bhavam. Okay. Sixth from the 6th house is the 11th house. Your effort plays out into a game. We have already seen that in the 6th house, isn't it? All your enemies, your debts, the loans, whatever you owe to the world, prarabdha karma is 6th house. And how you work that puzzle shows up in the 11th house. Okay. Second one. 12th from the 12th house is the 11th house. See, three focal points are there for this house. So pay very close attention to what I'm saying. 12th from the 12th house is the 11th house. Whatever you have given as donations, as yourself, whatever you have gained in spirituality, 12th house, it plays out into the 11th house. What is 11th from the 11th house? The 9th house, what we just covered. So 11th from the 11th house is the highest exaltation of the 11th house, isn't it? So what's your true gain in this world as a soul? Because whatever your bank balance stupid thing is there, billionaire, millionaire, whatever air you are, it just gone. When you're dead, you're dust. Each one of us. Death is equalizer. But it plays out into your soul energy. Whatever your soul energy, how it has grown this lifetime is the 9th house. I just spoke of it. But it is also the 11th from the 11th house. 6th from the 6th house is feeding into the 11th house. Please get this correctly. What is feeding into the house and what is going out from it? 6th house, 6th from the 6th house, your work is playing into whatever you gain. Good or bad, it doesn't matter, that's subjective. 12th from the 12th house, whatever you have given away as your wealth, 12th, Pisces, highest exaltation of Venus, 12th from the 12th house is 11th house. So whatever you're gaining basically in this lifetime, you have given a lot of charity to the world. The rich people haven't become rich just like that. They have some good karma in their backdrop, okay? This is the poetic justice of things. So 12th from the 12th house becomes 11th house. Means these people have given away a lot of effort, a lot of wealth, suffered a lot in some previous lifetime. That's how they are gaining all that wealth this time. However, there's one more caveat there. 11th from the 11th house feeds into the 9th house. So even that beyond the wealth, beyond all your bank balance, beyond whatever you have gained from people, plays out in the 9th house as your wisdom. This is why the Vedic tradition gives highest importance to wisdom. They lived a wise culture. Beyond all the money, beyond all the power, beyond all the materialistic gains. That's why the importance is given to learning and wisdom. Vedas are all about wisdom. They didn't give you gold coins, isn't it? They didn't care about all of this stuff. This is the principle that highlights it. So pay very close importance to 11th house. Why? 12th house is feeding into it, 6th house is feeding into it, 9th house comes out of it. Next we shall